Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, tech journalist with the Irish Times and, of course, business journalist as well, Ciara O'Brien, joins us with our tech slot. Jess has gone missing these days. I mean, she's slacking off. She's usually on 16 programmes a day, but it's a pleasure to speak to you because I'm really interested in this topic of TV streaming. So, I have different options at home. I don't know how any of them work. I'm barely able to do the remote. Talk us through the TV streaming options.
So it used to be that if you wanted Sky, you had to get a dish attached to the side of your house. Not suitable for everybody because I found this myself. Now, when I had an apartment out in somewhere in the wilds of Kildare many years ago, and if we wanted to get Sky, we had to have a certain number of people in the building. They'd put a dish on the roof and then we'd all be able to get Sky. Now you don't need that anymore. So what you have is a streaming box and it comes in over your broadband. So that's the caveat there. But anyway, most of them are now offering all of the big TV companies, Virgin, Sky, Air, Vodafone, they're all offering some sort of streaming TV over broadband. Now, this comes with its good points and its bad points. The obvious, you know, caveat is there, you have to have decent broadband, which for a lot of people is still a no-go area, you know, depending on where you are in the country. But if you do have good broadband and you do want to get your TV in a more flexible way, because the other thing is if you get your TV into, say, like a Sky box that's attached to a dish, you have to have it in a certain room in the house, you know, and then you put in all your multi-room off that. We had murder when we moved into a new house trying to get our Virgin Media box in the living room because people who lived there before us had it in the kitchen and I didn't want my TV in the kitchen. So this makes things a little bit more flexible. So it covers people who are in apartments. It covers people who, for whatever reason, can't get a dish on the side of their house, and it will make it that bit more flexible. And the boxes are absolutely tiny. I've three of them here in front of me.
Size
and
they seem
to be getting smaller.
Box, really, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting smaller. This one is the Apple TV box, which Air does for its TV customers. So you get an Apple TV 4K box, which in itself is worth, depending on the size of the drive inside it, is worth 170 to 190 euro. So you get that, and then you can put all of your streaming apps. So if you have a Netflix account, you can access it through this box. If you have Disney Plus, you can access it through that box. You can install all the apps on these boxes. And this is what makes it really, really good for people who are kind of moving away as well from the linear TV, you know, where you want to watch stuff on stream. And most people don't sit down now at a certain time to watch a TV program. A lot of people, myself included.
Well, the player, yeah.
Yes, and they binge watch things. They wait for a few episodes and they watch them together. So this delayed gratification thing now is gone out the window. So, you know, we have all these boxes. You can put them in any room in your house where you've got a Wi-Fi signal. And how much you pay depends on which provider you're with. But here's the kicker for me, with the thing that makes me really love all of this, is that before, when you signed up with a TV company, it was a massive thing. They put a dish on the side of your house, or you'd sign up with for their broadband service and you'd get the TV included as part of a package. And then the idea of having to change that, like you would with your electricity or your gas supplier or your mobile phone supplier, at the end of a year's contract was just absolutely painful, because then you'd have to get the next guys in to put the dish on the side of the house, or to run the cable and switch over your broadband. All of that. Now you can do this once a year and you can get a really good deal. So if you are with Virgin Media at the moment and you're there for longer than a year, you're paying 104 euro, most likely, if not more.
So when we look beyond the Skybox, right, are we talking sort of, the condition is you must go to that broadband supplier. In other words, if it's Virgin Media, if it's Vodafone, if it's Air, the truth is that you can't buy just the TV. You've got to get the broadband as well.
For the majority of them, yes. Sky is the outlier on this one. You can have Sky Stream, which is their streaming package, their streaming TV package, with any broadband provider, as long as it meets the minimum speed requirements, which is usually about 25 megabits a second. Most people who have decent fibre broadband would have that. If they don't, I'd be looking elsewhere. Now, with the likes of Air, you have to be an Air customer. With the Virgin Media, you have to be a Virgin Media broadband customer. With Vodafone, you have to have Vodafone fixed line broadband, not mobile. So,
but say you live in an apartment block and you don't have that choice.
Well, then you are limited by that. But what you can do is dumped a lot of them and just go streaming for everything. So you could get your own Apple TV box or your Google Chromecast, which is even smaller and cheaper. And you can get all of your TV over the apps, like with Amazon, you get Prime Video with Disney Plus. You know, you can get, you put all these apps on these devices and just ditch linear, you know, terrestrial TV.
Okay, talk to me about prices, how they compare. What's the best value in your opinion?
Prices. Okay, so at the moment, Sky, you can get their broadband, their 500 megabit broadband and the Sky Streaming, which is the basic entertainment package for €50 a month.
It's quite expensive.
It is, but not when you compare it to, that's on a special offer.
Sky Movies.
No, that does not include those because they're all going to be premium packages. Now, when you sign up for a year with Sky, they will give you a discount and all this. But my favourite thing to do is to find ways around this. So if you have a Now TV streaming stick, you know, most people would have a Now TV account at this point because you can buy those, those entertainment packs and those sport packs on a monthly basis if you want. And more importantly, you can cancel them on a monthly basis. What I do with those is with Now TV in particular, I'm giving away my secrets here, but if you cancel your Now TV package, they will offer you a discount to keep it up. And they'll offer you a discount, say maybe for 3 months. So you might get Sky Sports for a third off for 3 months, or you might pay €13 instead of €39 for 6 months for Sky Sports. So it's always worth trying to cancel. And then you might get a nice little...
I'm glad someone texted in this. Can you ask your TV expert how the Fire Stick works? We have an old TV. Could we use a Fire Stick, or do you need a smart TV for a Fire Stick? Like, all my kids go round with Fire Sticks and don't ask me how it works.
You don't actually need a smart TV for a Fire Stick to work. The only thing you need is a HDMI port. So that's that little port. Yeah. Most new TVs, most TVs in the last, I'd say, 15 years have a
HDMI. One or two or whatever.
Three, on the back on the side of the TV.
Yeah.
That is all you need. That and... somewhere to plug it into a power point near to it, which obviously if you have a TV, you have a power source near it. That's all you need.
All right. And so therefore, like, we have a Sky box and we have a Sky dish and we serve you in another room and all of that good stuff. And I don't know what. So at the end of the day, and we have a different broadband supplier and so on. So at the end of the day, are these Apple TVs and so on, you can get a dodgy box and bootleg some of that stuff, can you?
Well, obviously, we don't encourage dodgy boxes because dodgy boxes are, by the very as the name
that.
Gives away,
See, they
and there
to
is
press
a crackdown.
A button when I be on here that they could cancel it. They weren't quick enough there.
Listen, there's loads of them around. There's loads of them. There's lots of people around. But the thing is, there is a crackdown on those. And the problem with those boxes is that you need somebody, if you're not tech savvy, as you've said, you're not.
Yeah, no,
you need somebody
no.
to keep them up to date for you because those streams, those illegal streams that those dodgy boxes use, are being slapped down one by one. So that is the problem with that. You know, I know a lot of people have them and they work for a lot of people. But when they don't work, then you're left basically with a paperweight.
Quickfire. How hot is a laptop supposed to get? As in, how would I know if it's overheating?
Well, if it's burning your lap, that's a fairly good indication that, you know,
too hot to touch.
Yes, okay. It shouldn't be too hot to touch.
Is it possible to recover photos from an old iPhone that aren't in the cloud?
Yes, if the iPhone still has some battery left. You can actually, do you know, the best thing to do is bring it to one of the repair shops. If the battery is dead, they can put a new battery into it. You should be able to get the photographs off it that way.
I want to get rid of old phones, but I haven't wiped them. I can't really get them anymore. I'm afraid to recycle them in case I have info on them. Any advice?
Take the battery out, go to a reputable recycler. Other than that, just smash them into tiny pieces and give the pieces into recycling.
All right. You're a genius. Ciara O'Brien, Irish Times tech and business correspondent. Thank you indeed for all that advice. And Pat will be back with her next week. That's my lot today. A reminder that all our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, tech journalist with the Irish Times and, of course, business journalist Ciara O'Brien joins us with our tech slot. Jess has gone missing these days. I mean, she's slacking off. She's usually on 16 programmes a day, but it's a pleasure to speak to you because I'm really interested in this topic of TV.